Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. It was over not long after it started Thursday night. What I'm referring to is Game 5 between Dallas and Minnesota in the NBA playoffs. Dave Ferry explains.
The Mavericks are in the NBA Finals for the first time in 13 years after knocking out the Timberwolves 124-103. Dallas dominated the first half, shooting 61% in building a 29-point lead. Luka Doncic poured in 20 points in the first period for the fifth-seeded Mavs.
It's a good feeling, man. I can't lie. Just go out there and, you know, it's us against them. Just stay together. But that feeling, is great.
Doncic and Kyrie Irving each finished with 36 points, and the Mavericks led by that much in the third quarter. Anthony Edwards scored 28 points, and Karl Anthony Towns also had 28 points with 12 rebounds for the Wolves. The Mavericks will open the NBA Finals in Boston on Thursday.
Meanwhile, in the WNBA, Chicago over Los Angeles 83-73 and Seattle over Indiana 103-88. Whereas the NBA playoff game was a blowout, the opposite was the case in the NHL game at Madison Square Garden. Mike Mancuso was on hand.
The Florida Panthers have taken a 3-2 lead in these Eastern Conference Finals with a 3-2 win over the Rangers. Chris Kreider's shorthanded goal put the home club up 1-0, but the Panthers followed with 3 unanswered goals. Anton Lundell broke the tie midway through the third, and Sam Bennett added an empty netter as the Panthers moved a win away from their second Stanley Cup Finals.
We got business to take care of still, and you know, we're thinking about is game 6 at home, so that's our entire focus is on that game right now.
The Rangers were 0-3 on the power play in the series. They are 1-14. Game 6 on Saturday night.
Turning to baseball, American League, Aaron Judge hitting his 18th home run, the Yankees downing the Angels 8-3. Elsewhere, Ryan Jeffers with 2 home runs, Minnesota 7-6 over Kansas City, Tampa Bay edging Oakland 6-5, and a pair of shutouts, Houston 4-0 over Seattle, and Detroit 5-0 over Boston. National League, Milwaukee and the Cubs closed out their 4-game series. Chuck Friedman reports.
The Brewers fended off the Cubs 6-4 with some late-inning heroics. Gary Sanchez broke up a 4-4 game in the 8th inning with a booming center field home run. Manager Pat Murphy says his backup catcher Sanchez is always a threat at the plate.
Gives you a great at bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous and everybody in the league knows it. So really happy for him. He's kind of shoved it in our face a little bit. Like, hey, man, I can hit more than lefties.
Tyson Miller gave up the Sanchez home run. Twice the Cubs had tied the game on homers by Saya Suzuki and Christopher Morel. The struggling Cubs have lost 7 of 8.
Elsewhere, Kyle Finnegan saved number 15, Washington 3-1 over Atlanta, and Francisco Lindor had 4 hits, the Mets getting by Arizona 3-2. News from the world of football is next. Turning to NFL news from Thursday, one of the league's best young wide receivers is set to cash in after agreeing to a massive contract extension. Gethin Kulba has the details.
A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that wide receiver Jaylen Waddle has agreed to a 3-year, $84.75 million contract extension with the Miami Dolphins. The deal includes $76 million guaranteed and keeps Waddle under contract through the 2028 season. Waddle will now become one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL. The 25-year-old has logged 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons and totaled nearly 3,400 yards receiving and 18 touchdowns across his first 47 NFL games.
And one other NFL note, the Chicago Bears have been selected to be the team highlighted on Hard Knocks on HBO during training camp. I'm David Schuster, AAP Sports.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.